I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
From Mermaid Palace and me, Caitlin Prest. This is Asking for It. Featuring Drew Denny. Episode 7. Escape.
I find a dom online and I see them once a week. I pay them by the hour to whip me and spank me and tie me up. And it feels so fucking good.
Do you think this is helping?
Yeah. I guess I just need to be punished. And this way it feels a lot healthier than in my relationships so far.
How did you get out of there anyway?
Ooh. It's a long story.
I come home from Texas to Taylor's house, thinking I'll just get my stuff and I'll get out. But it's not that easy. I'm broke. And my best friend is mad at me and...
Can I just pitch you on something?
Okay. Taylor's being really sweet.
How do you feel about baby names?
I love babies.
I never thought about myself as giving birth to kids, but I always thought... But I've always wanted to be a parent, you know? Like, just, like, mentor a kid. It doesn't have to be my kid. It doesn't have to be my lover's kid. But just could be, like, some thrifted kid, some gently used kid. Just, like, second time around. That sounds fine, too. There are just so many kids. And I don't know. It seems like family for me the first time around is a little fucked. And I wouldn't mind an opportunity to do it right second time around.
Yeah, redo. Yeah.
It's hard because it feels like every single time I resolve to leave, she just pulls out all the stops, and I feel like I see the person I know she really is, the real Taylor. Just makes me wonder if I actually have to go. I go to the LGBT center for my intake session, and I finally hear that list that I wasn't willing to sit through last time I was here.
Please respond with, I did that, she did that, we both did that, or no one did that. Screamed at.
We both did that.
Belittled.
She did that.
Called names.
She did that.
Hit with open hand.
No one did that.
Hit with closed fist.
No one did that.
Cut with knife.
She did that.
Pushed against a wall.
She did that.
Choked until. Did she ever choke you until she left a mark or until you felt pain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did that.
Forced sex without consent.
She did that.
Drove erratically.
She did that.
Injured animals.
No one did that. No.
Have you checked your phone or car for tracking devices?
I know, I'm sure that you have a lot of people who come in here and are really in trouble, but I'm not, it's not like that with us. That's, no, I don't need to do that.
Do you think you need to check into a shelter?
No, I don't, that's just like a little over the top. I mean, thank you. I'm really glad that exists, and I would like to volunteer there. You know, I know a lot of people have it really bad, and I'm just here because I know I need to leave, and I heard about the 7 times thing, and this just feels really scary, and I don't want to have to do it 7 times.
Well, 7 times is the average, so it could be more than 7 times.
I've basically lost all of my jobs because the last time I took a gig, Taylor texted me and said that she was going to start cutting herself and not stop until I got home. So I'm like completely dependent on her.
So you're going to need to find a way to make your own money that feels safe to you.
Hi, ladies, I'm Goldie. I'll be your server today. Could I get you started with some drinks?
I start taking cash gigs.
All right, I'm setting the egg timer for 10 minutes.
Anything. Foot modeling, which is really more like getting tickled for $20 every 10 minutes.
Oh, stop.
Waitressing.
I've actually never tried that myself,
which doesn't pay nearly as well as being tickled, to be honest.
People do seem to like it.
Anything.
That'll be 20 bucks.
Slowly, I save up. I start looking on Craigslist to find a place I could afford. Somewhere not too far from my friends because I know I'm gonna need support, but I really wanna have my own place. When you're crashing on someone's couch, there's just nowhere to cry, you know, except for the shower. And I just feel like I need my own space.
What are you doing? You're looking for apartments and Craigslist?
It's for KUG. She's looking for a new place, and so I said I would help so we could find something where we can practice at her house.
Oh, cool. Let me help. I love trolling Craigslist. What do you got? What's her price range?
I think she's hoping to live.
Oh, you know, I actually know someone who's looking to fill their back house. Should I put them in touch?
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll just tell her right now.
Oh, I can just text the both of them.
Okay.
That was easy, huh?
I feel like she's watching me all the time, and I get really scared of what she might do if she knows that I'm going to leave before I can leave. I end up just going to KG's house. I just pack a bag and I leave.
Hey. Come on in.
Thank you so much. Sorry.
It's okay. Come on. Okay.
Except I'm so scared of getting caught leaving that I just go back.
Hi. Where were you?
We were practicing and I just went really late. I'm sorry.
I've been sitting here worried. I went out driving looking for you.
I'm really sorry. It'll never happen again.
Yeah. You're right. It'll never happen again.
Okay, good night. I love you.
Don't touch me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I go down a Google wormhole. How to leave your abuser. Call the police?
Fuck no.
Ask family for help?
Who?
Going to a shelter?
No, that's not me. I don't need a shelter.
How to create a false trail. That sounds cool. It's like a spy story. Step 1. Contact hotels very far from where you plan to stay. Use your abuser's credit card to pay for a hotel room you never plan to go to. Step 2. Leave the computer open or a brochure for the hotel on a table. Step 3. Leave clues leading to that place where you will not be. Step 4. Tell friends and family about the plan you will not undertake. Step 5. Pack a bag and leave a little mess supporting your false plan. I use Taylor's credit card to pay for a hotel room in Texas. I make a call to the hotel from my cell phone. I delete all my texts about Taylor, delete my emails, delete the photos I've taken of my bruises and of the wreckage she's caused, after emailing them to myself, of course. And then I have a few conversations with friends telling them that I'm going back to Texas to get away for a while. I leave my phone, so she has no way to contact me. I go to KG's apartment again. But I can't sleep.
Oh my god, I love this song.
I know. I put it on for you. I was waiting for you.
Come dance with me. Really,
like, I'm performing well adjusted. How am I doing? Excellently.
You want to dance with me?
Come on, I'll buy you breakfast. Yeah, my mom never got a chance to get the formal divorce and see you surround yourself.
Killing her.
People just want to hear you breathe. Want you to succeed. Kind of a nightmare, but there's just enough redeeming qualities to make it worth your while, hopefully.
Do you believe in redemption?
Yeah. I go home again and find Taylor sobbing, distraught.
Did you go to Texas? I mean, where did you go? I called the hotel. They said you never checked in. How am I supposed to get any ground here to have any kind of stable relationship with you and make anything right? Like, we can't work on anything if you're going to lie to me all the time. It's driving me insane. You're pushing me to this. Do you understand that? You're manifesting these problems by creating these situations that I can't win. There's nowhere I can win when you're lying to me. Can you nod? Like, you, like, hear me? Like, is anyone there? I'm giving you everything I have. And you're just shitting all over me.
I'm sorry. I thought I had to go to my mom's, but I don't have to go. It's a false alarm, and I'm here.
False alarm? I'm obsessively Googling plane crashes.
I'm sorry. I'm back. It was just a false alarm.
All this for a false alarm? Goldie, you're killing me. You're lucky you're so cute.
I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of 6 darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. You understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
My friends chastise me for taking care of Taylor, but I stand up for her. I try to explain that I still feel loyal to Taylor. And I want to be a positive presence in her life. I mean, I know that our relationship is unhealthy and that I have to get out of it, but we're best, you know, she's my best friend.
You think Taylor's your best friend? Taylor's not your friend, okay? Friends don't scream at you until you cry.
Best friends don't sit there and say to you that you're nothing and then ask you to love them.
Friends don't isolate you from your other friends. They don't gaslight you.
Friends are people that care and show up and give a shit and want to be there for you.
They don't threaten to kill themselves when you're at a party having a good time and they just want you to leave. Like, that's not friendship. That's abuse. wake up. That's not, she's not your best friend.
Friends don't tell you what you can and can't wear. Friends don't throw things at you. That's ridiculous.
She threw it, but sometimes she just threw it up near me.
Are you kidding me? Are you really saying that right now?
When you call and you have a problem, I listen to you. I don't then project all of my issues and my problems at you and make everything that you're going through about me. She's not your best friend. She is your nurse. She's a narcissist you're in love with. Okay?
She's, you know, if people get mad, stressed out.
No, I'm sorry. That's not an excuse. She's not your friend.
This sinks in. I read Bell Hooks, and she says that love and abuse cannot coexist. And I cry, and I cry, and I cry, because what does that mean? She says I might have been cared for, but I am not loved. I go in for my second crisis session at the LGBT Center, and my therapist is explaining to me the cycle of abuse. It sounds so familiar to me. I am only now realizing that this isn't normal for everybody. It's like they made a diagram of this thing they're calling the cycle of abuse, but it's just a portrait of my family. That's in a bunch of psychology textbooks, I guess. I spend the whole session standing up for Taylor.
We're all flawed, and like, everyone has their shit, you know? So why can't I love her anyway? Why can't I be with her anyway?
So I'm just going to interrupt you because we are in our safety planning phase of this process. And so we're not going to grieve this relationship until after you're out and you're safe.
Grieve? You mean like grieve that I'm losing the person I'm in love with? Or like grieve that sometimes she would hurt me?
Grieve that you fell in love with someone who hurt you. You can't compartmentalize those anymore. You need to admit that they're the same thing. Do you want to check into a shelter?
No, it's not like that.
We can offer you a hotel room for the night if that feels better to you. Just one night. Just get out of there for the night.
French fries. Do they have pizza?
I don't know. Let's look.
I invite KG to my hotel room so we can have a slumber party. It's kind of an olive branch. It's not a fancy hotel, but there's AC and we get to order room service.
Room service!
I'll get it.
Hi!
You are our hero.
Can we eat it? Right here on the bed.
Yes. Your picker's broken?
Yeah, my people picker. But I said I have really good friends.
I don't know if it's broken. It just needs to be sort of retrained.
Right.
You never knew.
Yeah. I know I need to break up with her. I mean, I'm doing it. Look at where we are. I'm leaving.
Yes.
It's happening. But sometimes I think, you know, you meet people for a reason. And maybe I got it wrong and I thought we were supposed to be girlfriends, and we're not supposed to be girlfriends, I know that. But maybe we're supposed to work together. You know, maybe we're meant to be like an epic duo of collaborators.
I'm
and that's
say
why
no
the universe
to that. Because I don't want to work with Taylor. She's awful. I'm sorry. But she is, and she treated you wrong, and I don't want to have any contact with her. And if you want to,
okay.
You can do that. You can go do that with Taylor. But, like, I am not going to do that. And if you want to do this band with me, then you can't involve Taylor with it.
Doesn't that just seem a little, like, melodramatic? Like, is it really necessary?
Yes. I mean, like, if you don't care about your safety, maybe I can put it this way. You're the punk in the band. Why don't you just, like, be the punk in the band? Like, let's do this on our own. Like, we don't need Taylor. We can, like, we've made all of our own music. Why don't we just go play, like, a house show? Invite our friends. Just do it on our own.
House show would be fun.
Let's do a house
God,
show.
I haven't seen anyone in so long.
Let's do a house show. Let's do it.
I miss friends.
Yeah, you need to, like, see everyone. Everyone misses you.
Oh. Okay.
Let's do it our way. You down?
I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down.
Okay.
Oh, it's complicated, but I'm down.
I go directly to KG's, but this time I take my phone with me. I feel strong enough to take a step away, but I need a tether.
Goldie? Hi. Ugh, what a nice surprise. I'm so happy you called me.
How are you doing? How was your day?
Come over. We'll have Zanku. You don't have to spend the night or anything. I just want to feed you Zanku.
Oh,
just sit around and fart at each other. We can watch a movie. We can watch The Bachelorette. Whatever the fuck you want to watch.
Bachelorette. Do you remember the first time you farted in front of me?
I don't remember a time where I didn't fart in front of you, so you might have to remind me.
We came in from the pool, and I laid down on my towel, and you jumped on the bed next to me, or on top of me, and you landed on top of me, and you farted.
Oh, but that was an accidental fart. That slipped out. That's not... come on. That's not fair. That is like... that could happen to anyone. You don't even know if that was a fart or a queef, by the way.
Hard whatever it was, I think it went directly into my vagina.
Sounds kind of romantic to me. I'm never going to find anybody else that will fart in your vagina like I will. And I mean that.
I was driving to a meeting and I passed that dumpster that we peed behind after the Robin show.
Wait, that's like all the... what were you doing all the way out there?
I was just going to a meeting.
A meeting? That was like...
yeah, like, you know, we're going to look at this venue. We might play a show with this band, so we're checking it out and, like, talking about the plan for the event.
Who's setting show?
Just like a punk show. It's like a DIY.
Yeah, whatever. That's cool. Well, let me know. I'd like to come to it. Yes,
But I was remembering how you gave me a piggyback because my shoes were hurting my feet and I really had to pee, and you carried me behind the dumpster and blocked off the alley so I could do a public urination.
I'm glad you remember
that. Thank you. I do. I remember.
You're welcome.
Are you sleepy?
You know me. My mind's going.
Mm-hmm. How is your mind?
It's a little fucked. But I've made it through worse. Thanks for asking.
You got it. You got this.
Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe going away for a while. You could come with me if you want. I could get a place that was big enough, and if you wanted... if it sounds...
I'm so glad you're gonna take some time away. That's good. That's good.
You want me to leave?
De-stress. No, I mean, like, to... because you deserve it. You work so hard.
Just feel like I need to put myself in jail. Like, emotional jail. Can't do any more harm until I figure my shit out. Which could take forever. You know, it's like...
I believe in you.
You believe in me? That's good. Glad somebody does.
After many more midnight FaceTimes... let's just fall asleep on the phone. Like we did last night. A few more all-nighters.
Well, I'm not that tired yet, but you can go to sleep and I can just start reading you Rachel Maddow transcripts from last night.
Oh, perfect.
Welcome back, folks. We got another great show for you tonight.
I finally get up the courage not to answer when Taylor calls.
Mm-hmm.
I silence my ringer for the first time since I met Coach so many years ago. At the Hip Show, all our old friends and fans show up. It feels like a reunion. We play our first breakup song and everyone in the audience sings along. This has always been my definition of success. To hear other people singing along to words I wrote. To know that something I felt resonates with them. To know that I'm not alone. Feels good.
Oh my god, that was so good.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh my god, I haven't seen you in so long.
Oh,
yeah, it's been forever.
You know, I've just been U-hauling. But I'm back. I'm back.
Sorry. Can you excuse me? I see my ex coming.
That was so incredible.
You there?
Listen, I was just listening to those tapes again. They're ready to go. It's all really good. I have three different people I want to set you up with. I like small labels, but not so small. Like they can support the tour. They can put you on tour with other people too. They'll definitely get it, like, you know, everywhere. And then they have relationships overseas, and we can do that, and then you can go on tour. And it's, you know, gonna be easier, maybe, even if you, this is a big thing, but we could talk about it more, but I just wanted to say, like, I have that spare bedroom, and it's all set up, and it's basically all your stuff is in there anyway, and I know the place you're staying is kind of crappy, and I feel bad, because this is all my fault, because I've been such a dick, but I'm in therapy again, I'm going to group again, I'm meditating twice a day, I'm, like, doing all the things I'm supposed to do, and I don't even want to get back together. Like, we don't need to be a couple for us to support each other, and I feel like the least I can do is put you up for a while. You're not going to be around anyway. You're going to be on tour, and, you know, we're family. And that's what I came here to tell you. What do you think?
I can't come to your house anymore.
What?
I'm not coming back.
I'm not trying to get back together with you. I'm offering you my fucking extra bedroom.
KG is staring at me, and I know what I have to do. I take a deep breath. I look Taylor in the eye, and for the first time, I tell her I'm not going to do what she wants me to do. I tell her no.
You're going to do what? You think you're going to get away from me? You think I don't know where you are all the time? I know where your friends live. I know where you're staying. I know your mom lives. I know everything. Good luck getting anywhere without your tapes. Good luck getting anywhere when everybody hears what a bitch you are and how hard you are to work with. Nobody wants to hear a fucking dyke two-piece anyway. Have fun with that. I'm leaving. I don't care what the fuck you do.
I don't feel safe anywhere. Everywhere I go, I feel like I'm implicating people, endangering them. It feels like the only option left is for me to disappear.
Dear KG, what the fuck?
I'm leaving the band, but not to be with Taylor. The opposite. All the songs are yours. You should have been singing all along. I mean, the first time I heard your voice, I knew I might as well shut up. You'll always be my best friend. I don't know where I'm gonna go, but I know where I'm not going, so don't worry. I'm not gonna do it again. I'm gonna get better, and I'm gonna be okay. Then I'll come find you on some big tour, I'm sure. And you'll see me in the front row singing along. Thank you. And I mean, thank you. Like, repeat thank you in your mind every day from the moment you wake up till the moment you go to sleep every single day for the rest of your life, and it will still not be enough thank yous.
Thank you. I love you. Goldie.
Welcome to the Big City Woman Shelter. I just need you to know we have a couple rules. You have to surrender all of your technology. No phone.
No phone.
No internet.
No internet?
No social media.
Well, that's kind of a blessing.
No contact with your abuser. No contact.
Okay.
Okay, just sign right here. And what's your name, sweetheart?
Oh. My name, well, my name is...
This is the end of Asking for It. This has been a serialized podcast brought to you by CBC Podcasts and Mermaid Palace, an audio arts company of my invention. You can check out pictures of Goldie and her universe at mermaidpalace.org, or you can go to cbc.ca/podcasts. You can follow the show on Instagram at mermaidpalaceart. Drew Denny is Goldie, Christina Gaillard is KG, Mel Shimkovitz is Taylor, Megan Osterosen is Goldie's therapist, Ed Valentine is Goldie's S&M daddy, Sarah Kaplan and Kyle Lasky are Goldie's friends, and Ryder Alsop is the women's shelter receptionist. And if you've been wondering, maybe you guessed already, who performs as coach? It's me. I perform as coach. I just want to end this off with some major thank yous. Christina Gaillard, you heard her original score in almost every single one of the episodes where she composed music specifically to the scenes. She's also one half of the duo that is Hips, the music that you heard throughout this whole show that is so beautiful, so wonderful, so amazing. She performed as Goldie's best friend, KG, and the truth is she's Drew Denny's best friend, IRL. She also was a huge support emotionally to Drew throughout this entire process. And also she's been a huge support to me. Ryder Alsop is somebody who fucking helped us carry this baby through its final trimester. She worked around the clock to cut things together, recut things together, do, you know, like re-put the thing back. Okay, just kidding. That whole stuff. She was on the front lines cutting over and over and over again and processing all the new audio that we kept on recording. Ryder also brought some really excellent sound design to this project. Really beautiful ideas about how to use sound to tell the story. I have to talk about Mel Shimkovitz, who performed as Taylor. Mel is just a waterfall of surprising, humorous, profound, and uncomfortable improvisations. And she really made the Taylor character come to life. A lot of the Taylor stuff is, you know, stuff that she invented of her own mind because she's a performer and she's a screenwriter and she knows story and she knows character so well. And, you know, you're here, you listened, you know. Arif Nourani and Leslie Merklinger are the people who accepted this pitch, and I just am so grateful to them because they say yes to things that are risky and challenging and boundary pushing, and this show wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for them. I have to talk about Harry Nazan, who spent 2.5 weeks doing 14-hour days in the studio making this sound like audio magic. Lastly, the incredible, the brilliant, and the relentless Drew Denny, who had been nurturing and cultivating the idea for this show for a long time before we started working together on it. She was trying to figure out, oh, what medium? Should it be a book? Should it be a movie? Should it be a TV show? And I was like, what if it's a podcast? And she took the leap. Great round of applause for Drew for plunging into these waters and for trusting me. For trusting me. All right. I had to say every single one, and even now that I've said all the ones I can think of, I know that there are many, many, many more. For those of you who I have not named, know that your name is in my heart. And I just give a moment of silence for all of those of you who know that you touched this project and gave a little piece of yourself to it. Thank you. Okay. Now it's really the end. I'm Caitlin Prest, and this is me saying goodbye. You can write to hello@mermaidpalace.org if you want to get a hold of any of the people on the team who made the show. Okay, much love.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.